Son of Kleinfeld above, mission above, Piske Aru, Shmona Amos Bod. When you have a gap in an Aru, if that gap is 8 Amos and a little bit more, 8 Amos plus a Tepa, there are a lot of plants in that gap. And Aru, as we said previously, are a row of at least 5 vines, that the vines are supported by a trellis. Now, if you have a row of vines and there's a break in that row, one of the vines was destroyed, now there's a gap, there are a lot of plants in that gap, if the gap is 8 Amos plus another Tepa. Anytime the Chachamim gave a midah, certain measurement, in regards to Klai Akarim, it never gave an inexact measurement, never said a measurement plus v'od, plus a little bit more. With the exception of this case, the case of Piskei Aretz, the Chachamim gave an inexact measurement over here, they said it's 8 Amos plus another Tepa. Abraham Piskei Aretz, what's the case of Piskei Aretz? Aretz Shechara Manso, if you have an art, you have a row of vines that is supported by a trellis, and you had originally 11 vines, and the middle vine was destroyed, leaving 5 vines on one side and 5 vines on the other side, with a gap in the middle where the vine originally was. If that gap is 8 amos or less, you're not allowed to plant any other type of produce in that gap. But if the gap is 8 amos plus a little bit more plus another tefach, in such a case, you can plant in the gap as long as you don't plant within the avodah hakerem, within the 4 amos next to the kerem. And since 5 vines have the status of a kerem, you can't plant within 4 amos of the vine. There are 5 vines on either side, so both sides have the status of a kerem. So you can't plant within 4 amos of the vine, but as long as you're marking 4 amos, you could plant other types of produce in the gap. Now, even though we have said previously that when you have a carom that was charav man so, that the vines in the middle of the carom were stripped and they're destroyed, you need a gap of at least 16 amos to allow you to plant in the gap. And here we're saying that when you have an aru, one row of vines that are supported by a trellis, the gap only has to be 8 amos and a little bit more to allow you to plant in that gap. Why is an aris different than a regular carom? But Forsen said that even though we have said that one row of vines that are supported by a trellis have the status of a carom, as opposed to regular vines that are not supported by a trellis, you need at least 2 rows to give it the status of a carom. But an aris is different. Only one row would have the status of a carom. But since it is only one row, it's not quite as stringent as a regular carom, and therefore, even though by a regular carom, you need to have a gap of at least 16 amos in the middle of the carom to allow you to plant other types of produce in that gap, and aris is more lenient, and even though the gap is less than 16 amos, it's only 8 amos and a little bit more, you would be allowed to plant in that gap. Second client pair above, Mishnah Zayin, aris to huyotim and akoso, mitocha karen, big column. And aris, which is a row of vines that are supported by a trellis, and it's planted next to the wall near the corner, and it ends near the corner, meaning to say that the vines are not planted along the entire length of the wall. Instead, there are 3 vines planted at one end of the wall, and there are 2 more vines planted at the other end of the wall, so there's a big gap between the 3 vines on one end and the 2 vines on the other end. So in such a case, it does not have the status of a carom, and they need at least 5 consecutive vines in order for an artist to have the status of a carom. And in this case, the vines are next to each other. There are 3 vines near one end of the wall and 2 vines near the other end of the wall. Since it doesn't have the status of a carom, when you want to plant other types of produce next to the wall in the middle where there are no vines, as long as you give the vines the avodas hagefen, you don't have to give it avodas hakarim. You don't have to give it the amount of space that is needed next to a carom. If the vines don't have the status of a carom, instead you give it the amount of space that is needed for the avodas hagefen, the amount of space that's needed to work on a single vine, which is only 6 tefachim. So as long as you distance the other types of produce that you're planting next to the middle of the wall 6 tefachim away from the vine, you would be allowed to plant other types of produce next to the wall where there are no vines. Rabbi Yossi Aimeram Einsham Arba Amos Lo Yavi Zera Lasham. Rabbi Yossi said, if there are less than 4 amos, you're not allowed to plant other types of produce there. Meaning to say, if the entire length of the wall is less than 4 amos, in such a case, even though these vines do not have the status of a carrot, since the five vines are not consecutive to the big break between them. Even so, you're not allowed to plant other types of produce next to the middle of the wall, even though you're distancing the other produce six tefachim away from the vines. And this is similar to what Rabbi Yossi had said previously. Rabbi Yossi said that if you plant a vine in a wine press or in a crater in the ground, if the crater or the wine press is less than 4 amos, you can plant other types of produce there. So too in this case, since the length of the wall is less than 4 amos, even though the vines that are planted on the two ends of the wall do not have the status of a carom, you can't plant any other types of produce along the length of the wall.